لا إله إلا الله، إن الحمد لله، نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، إن the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah will be about three golden opportunities, three golden gifts that we were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثلاث هدايا ذهبية من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Very famous hadith that I believe maybe 90% of Muslims, especially the Arabs, they recognize it, and maybe many of them, they memorize it since their childhood, which is the hadith that was narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمَ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ: صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. It's a very simple hadith, great hadith. This hadith is full of hope. This hadith is basically based on glad tidings and good news. And I put it in my language. I put the title that this contains three golden opportunities or three diamond gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمَ, if the son of Adam, any one of us, passed away, his relation with this worldly life in terms of the ajr will be disconnected except from three ways, three gates, three channels. These channels will keep feeding his account of rewards even after his death. Number one, قال صدقة جارية. You know صدقة جارية, when you do a donation, a صدقة, it's جارية, which means still the continuation is part of its nature, such as building a masjid, such as, for example, building a house for orphans, such as supporting the people of knowledge, whether knowledge of Sharia or any kind of beneficial knowledge, it will be sadaqa jariya for you. You buy, for example, or you have an agricultural, for example, piece of land, you have trees, you have fruits, you make endowment, waqf for something to support the people of those who memorize the Quran, like we used to know during the history about the Azhar. Azhar used to be before it was seized, unfortunately, about maybe 60-70 years ago. It was the richest religious institution on planet Earth because of awqaf, because of the endowments. In Singapore, Al-Azhar used to have awqaf. In Malaysia, in Indonesia. Now, anyone wants to study the Quran, want the knowledge, want to benefit the Muslims, he can eat and drink and perform because of the awqaf. Big farms, huge farms, all of these are sadaqat jariya. So this is sadaqa jariya. This is one channel. This is first gift. This is first golden opportunity for someone who would like, when he passes away, still his account is supported with hasanat, Two, قال علم ينتفع به. You can't give knowledge unless if you have knowledge. If this door is open in your face for whatever reason, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you did a plan, Allah accepted from you, you became someone with knowledge. Now on top of it, the knowledge of Sharia. But the knowledge, قال علم ينتفع به. Any kind of beneficial knowledge, which includes all types of beneficial knowledge. You write a book in this specific thing, you are benefiting the people. You teach them, it's ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. You help, you're supporting the people of knowledge, it's part of it. So, this is number one, this is number two. Number three, awwaladun awwaladin salihin yad'u lahu. A righteous, pious, good person from your daughters or sons. The word walad in Arabic is applicable on males and females in Arabic and English. It's called al-walad. Some people, they think the word walad in Arabic is just for males. It became like a tradition that we use it. But in Arabic language, when you say walad, it's a word that is used for males and females, which means a dhakar or untha, a son or daughter, yad'u lahu. Now this is the hadith. Very simple. I can stop by here, just as a reminder, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَأَنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, because verily, indeed, reminder does benefit the believers. By this, I can, by the way, finish my khutbah, and the pillars of khutbah are completely, you know, accomplished. But this is a very famous hadith. And we are doing the dhikra, which is part of the aims of khutbah al-jum'ah. But while I was preparing, the following messages came to my mind. I would like to share them with you from this hadith to fix the beautiful meanings of these three gifts. So that I'm pleased, any type of knowledge you receive from anyone, regardless who is the speaker, spread it. Let your families at home. If your wife is not with you, please let her know. Your kids, sit with them, tell them. Because this is not mine. What I'm telling you is not my personal property. It's not my product. I'm just a servant for Islam. I'm just reading, trying to understand. I'm just a bridge. I'm conveying to you what I know. So this is the property of humanity. And we are, it's like a trust, amana, in our hands that should be spread. On top of those who should receive, our close families, those who do not attend. The first message. Now, you have three golden opportunities. Please do your best not to leave this life until you guaranteed at least one of them. Put it at plan. Don't leave it. Alhamdulillah. Allah, yes, sir. Wait. Is it part of your plan? Do you put it as a priority in your plans? Like, for example, if you are a new immigrant, part of your priority is 24/7 your residential status. All the time you are phoning the lawyer, you are phoning the consultant, you are phoning whatever, anyone, because is it legal or illegal? Am I asylum seeker or something? It's a priority in your life. All the time you are thinking about it. You have to put, for example, priority. If you are a businessman, basically your business is your, or part of the most important priorities. You keep thinking about the money that comes, the money that goes, how I'm gonna to pay my bills, something. It's a priority in your life. As such, you have to deal with this as an advice from your brother. Don't leave this world of life, but with a guarantee with one of them. And look how beautiful it is if you have the three. Okay? If you have a children, alhamdulillah, do your best to leave them to be from the salihin. If you have the money, you have two ways. Ilm, you can support the people of the ilm and you can do sadaqah jariyah. Second message. We have to know, respected brother and sister, and this is a reminder for me. I'm not just telling you, I'm telling myself, I'm reminding myself. دخول الجنة ليس بالأمانة بل بالعمل. If you want to get into the Jannah, into the paradise, it's not by wishful thinking and wishful dua without taking the means. We have two concepts, tawakkul and tawakkul. The first one is very positive and highly recommended in Islam. The second one is highly rejected and prohibited. Tawakkul means to do all possible means to the best of your ability as a human being, then you have a trust in Allah. Tawakul in Arabic means to leave all possible means that you can do, leave them, and you ask Allah to do the job for you. This is a prohibited, which means it's a simple example. Now, for example, I have a headache. Tawakkul means I need to seek the medical, you know, advice. I need to go to the doctor. If I have a money, I pay. If I have insurance, I go. I move with my car. I go to the doctor. I take the medicine on time. I follow the instruction of the doctor just to get rid of this problem that I'm having. After that, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, I ask Allah. Now I have a problem. I have possible human ways to solve it, such as the headache. Have you seen a doctor? No. Are you following the medical? No. Did you? No. But you know, I know Allah is able to go, but Allah created this universe and He laid down laws, qawaneen. Ya ibad Allah, the Prophet Muhammad SAW said, ما خلق الله من داء إلا وجعل له دواء فتداووا يا عباد الله. Allah did not create a disease, but in the opposite side, He created the cure for this. So therefore, seek, you know, the cure, ya ibad Allah, or the servants or the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I do. After that, if Allah wishes for me not to be treated, nothing. That's why Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. If I'm sick, it's Allah who will give me the good health, but I have to do my best. So, now, why I'm saying that? دُخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ لَيْسَ بِالْأَمَانِ. I want my son, for example, to be salih. I keep making dua for my son. That's it. What else? You know, Sheikh, Ad-Dua Mukhul Ibadah, Sheikh. Don't you know it? He said, Wallah, I know it. I know that Dua Mukhul Ibadah. It's the core of the worship dua. I know, but what else? In which school you put your kid? How many quality times, hours you sit with your kids? Ah, Sheikh. This is a marginal issue. This is not marginal. This is basic. You have to plan. Do you sit with your kid? Do you try to seek the knowledge to teach your kids? If they are marginals, I'm doing tawakul now, even if I'm making dua. But I'm not taking the asbab, the possible means that is under my control. This is second message. The third message. It came into my mind, especially when I was preparing the concept of sadaqa al-jariya, and especially the masjid. As-sadaqa al-jariya. I heard many stories. I read and I heard about many people. Before they pass away, they write in their will for the inheritance. They tell them, in their will, I put part of my will, use from my money and build a masjid. But he himself, all of his life, with all millions that he have, he did not build a masjid. This concept is very strange from us Muslims, especially I'm talking about believers, because we believe, by the way, I think we all aware, if some of us not aware, let's all be aware. The money that we have does not belong to us, it's not ours. In our faith, not in our fiqh, in our aqidah, it's just a trust in our hand. And we are the trustees. We should use it as Allah wants. That's why, you know, we have to pay. By the way, the one who does not pay the zakah, for example, he is exactly like the thief who transgressed and took the money of others. Because once the zakah is applicable on my money, this money does not belong to me. I must give it to those who are in need. If I do not, it's like I went there and did a theft and took the money. Now the money, basically, it's just a trust in my hand. So I do not own it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very strong way attacked Qarun. You know the story of Qarun. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. When he said, I just managed to bring all of these things because of my knowledge, my skills, my. Hey, where are you going? If Allah took any simple part of your body that you can't function very well, everything will stop in your life. So let's not be arrogant. So the money is not mine. So my point here, it's a message. I'm just make analogy, qiyas. Because I heard about some people, they have the money, they can apply the three categories, or at least two of them all the time they can do, which is excellent. Don't wait your children to build a masjid on your behalf with your money. If you have the money, do it now. If you can build, dig a well, do it now. If you can support it, do it now, please. In this context, I remember a story. I read it about a Syrian or Palestinian merchant, a trader. Most likely he's from Syria, tens of years ago. He was a very wealthy trader, sitting in his place, you know, in Damascus, selling. So he saw in one of the shops a very fresh, nice grape. So he bought some 1-2 kilograms and he sent it with his servant to, you know, to his home. So he was, you know, he was very busy, but his appetite was to the most for this grape. He was expecting when he go back, it will be part of it at least, ready for him, will, you know, cleaned to eat it. When he came very tired at the end, he asked his wife, where's the grape? She said, it's finished. Finished. She said, I and your kids ate everything. He said, you did not even remember me with one grape, just to taste it. You completely, she said, you know, I'm sorry, but we forgot you. Immediately, without even sitting on a chair, he left. She said, hey, where are you going? He said, he did not reply. He went, he's a very wealthy person. He has a lot of money. In our language, multimillionaire. Immediately, he went to the real estate agents, the real estate agent. He said, find me the best piece of land on the best hill in the area that he's living there. Said, he said, okay, pay it. Then he brought the contractor immediately on spot. Said, I want to build a masjid. He made the agreement. He paid the, they call it, deposit, okay? Or down payments. He paid the down payment, the deposit, immediately. He said, start now, bring your workers now. When they started everything, he felt just comfortable and he went home. His wife said, where have you been? He said, it just now came to my mind. You did not remember me with one grape. You will remember me after I die? With my money? No, I will not depend on any one of you. I want just to prepare myself for the akhirah. Immediately, he has the money. But you know, we keep postponing. All of us, we do this. Okay, inshallah, next time, I will do it. My kid will do it. No. Be careful. Prepare yourself for one of these. Now, fourth message. الولد الصالح لا يأتي بالصدفة. The fact that your son or your daughter is righteous or pious or very good doer person will not be a coincidence. No. He is the fruit and the final product of a well-planned, you know, family between husband and wife. So if you want really to enjoy, at least you don't have a money or a lot of money, you can do sadaqa jariya. May Allah accept many of us, we can do, no problem. I don't have time to study. I don't have the whatever. Okay, but I have 5 kids. It's not a coincidence. Well planned. And by the way, this is connected with the final message that I will conclude my khutbah with. This one is connected with the very famous La Yu'ti. The one who does not have something cannot give it to others by default. If I can't speak French, how come I can't teach you French? It's impossible. It's a logical impossibility. So I want my son to be Saleh. By default means I myself have to be. In my country, for example, in Jordan, there is a very famous thing that happens between fathers and sons. Unfortunately, Jordan is one of the highest rate in terms of the smokers, if not the highest. So we see a lot of fathers, they smoke, and they know they are killing themselves, and they know how bad this habit is, and they know how harm they are doing to others. But he would love his son not all the time. My dear son, you see, don't smoke, don't be like me. Shouldn't be like me. What's this? Don't be like me. خلاص. His conscience is comfortable because he did his job. He told him not to be like me.
I have to tell you this bad news, sir.
There is a proverb in English says, sorry, sir, I can't hear you. Your action is louder than your words. I can't hear you. Show me, don't tell me. If you don't smoke, I will not smoke. If you smoke, sorry. I may respect you as a father just when I'm in your presence. When you are absent, for God's sake, why should I not smoke? Why? If all of my friends smoke and you smoke, my dear father, why not? Why not? We see mothers, sometimes they bring their daughters to halaqat tahfidh al-Quran, something, and they want them to wear the hijab and to be pious. She herself does not wear the hijab, and she uses full makeup even though she's in 30s or 40s or something. I want her, baby, she will not save you in the day of judgment. Take care of yourself. Be a role model. You the mother, you are the first, the most powerful, and the most important, and number one. Everything else is marginal. So, if you want to enjoy one of these three, we know the way. At least the third one, which most of us will have it. Many of us, we are not multimillionaires. Many of us, maybe we can't do sadaqah jariyah. Maybe, okay? Many of us, we can't have the knowledge. Even if we had the knowledge, maybe we can't spread it. We can't have the opportunity to have this kind of media or social media or speak with the people, unless over there are limitations. But many of us, we have kids. Do your best to let your kids be salihin. The first step, work on your self. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا هو. استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا هو. استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا هو. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. The final reminder, respected brothers and sisters, one of the most powerful weapons of Iblis, قاتله الله, the Satan, the devil, against us is what we call in our Islamic terminology, سلاح التسويف. The weapon of taswif, from the word sawfa in Arabic, which means I will. Now, maybe 99.9 of us are completely convinced on what I have said, and I myself am convinced. But maybe many of us, they have the willing, they are willing to do. They are nice, good, white-hearted, but I will, inshallah. Once you said I will, inshallah, here comes Iblis, just to convince that will. Now you have the motivation, you have the power, take a decision and start applying if you can. Take a decision, don't say I will immediately. I will, you know, because especially Arabs, you know, I will with inshallah, what does it mean? Unfortunately, for many of us, practically. I'm not saying as it should be. When you say inshallah, 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 what does it mean? Tawakkal Allah. Okay, leave it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy, which means just keep postponing indirectly. It's like psychological, you know, cheating for myself by myself. Okay, I will do it. I'm nice. So Satan said, you are very nice. MashaAllah. I know you will do it, but you know, maybe you are busy now. Just leave it for the time. Next week you'll think about it. Next month you will blah 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 blah. Finished. The power is finished. The battery is finished. So you will not have the power to do it again. Please, if you are convinced and part of what I'm saying or part of it is under your control, do the action immediately. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ and وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. We don't know when we will die and we don't know what will happen to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Before I finish and do the dua, I received the following reminder. There is a special book, which really an amazing effort was paid for it. Special book about the seerah, which is completely with the graphic for kids, for your kids. It's in English. It is written with amazing efforts. You can buy it, you can support. It is a donation for the, it's not for anyone specific. And this is a good, complete seerah, a graphic seerah with a very simple language, with a very beautiful colors for your kids. It's good for you to buy it and do your best to read it for your kids. One of the, you can find it when you leave, inshallah, bi'idhni al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. And final reminder, and I know Brother Ihab will do it, inshallah, please do your best not to park in any surrounding places. They will tell you, car, do your best, and plus, which is more important, try to give, please, let's all of us give a nice idea about Muslims. Not to feel that when we have our congregations or our gatherings or our Friday khutbah, we cause, you know, problems for others. We take their places, their slots in their parks. Jazakumullah khair. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ardi wa tahta al-ardi wa yawma al-ardi alayk. Subhanaka la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-muakhir wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ya Rabbana irhamna warham bina wahdina وحدي بنا اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.